The Raptors news came down earlier today. Not overly surprising, but still, you got to deal with this reality that they are going to be playing in Tampa to start their season. To chat about that, among some other things, league-wide, we're joined now by our NBA analyst, longtime NBA player, head coach here in Toronto, coach of the year, may we add, here is Sam Mitchell. How you doing, Sam?
Doing good, guys. How you guys staying safe?
Yeah, we're trying to. We're things are rolling back a little bit up here.
Not in Georgia. We're not staying safe. Nothing has changed. We're a virus. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the 250,000+ people in the United States who died, and people act like, dude, people want to fight you when you're talking about trying to protect them and yourself. So I don't know what to do. Like, what do you do? How do you fight someone? I mean, you're trying to get people to wear a mask. You have to fight. They want to fight you because you want them to wear a mask. Yeah. I don't know what to do, man. I just stay away from people.
No kidding.
Just don't know what to do. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's a play. I mean, I might do that.
Dude, I can't believe where I'm living. I can't believe the times. I just can't believe it. It makes no sense. Even if I didn't believe it, I'll wear a mask just because if they tell me it's going to help my fellow citizens, I'll do it. It's not that big a deal. You know what I mean? Even if I didn't believe it. Like it just to show people I care about them.
Right.
But I must be in the minority in the state of Georgia.
Well, I think you'd definitely be the minority in the state of Florida. You go south of you, and it's even more explosive. Everything I've heard from people that, like, Canadians that have left anyway, but they're like, I don't know if I'm going back. It is so crazy down there with the way people react to masks and COVID. And that's the crazy thing about what's going on here with the Raptors, Sam, is that, like, up here, it's crazy, and now they're going into the belly of the beast.
I do. At first, they was talking about Newark. And I understood Newark with the Knicks and, you know, the proximity, because you could basically get on a bus and play four or five other teams. Philly, Boston, you know, you're right there. But then when I heard Tampa Bay, I understand why. Who wants to be in the cold if they don't have to? But I hope they understand. The virus is out of control in Florida. It's out of control. It's on the same level as it is in Georgia. I mean, it's almost like the people from Florida and Georgia just going back and forth infecting each other.
Right.
You know, it's crazy. And I'm talking about people I know, family members and friends. They going to Florida. I got friends who are going to Florida, renting houses, and having their family come down for Thanksgiving. And I'm saying, are you guys watching the news? Uh-huh. And they invited me. I said, I will see you guys on Zoom. I'm not going.
What does it mean for you, Sam, as far as like the broadcast team? Like, are you just gonna do you and Kate and Jack and Roddy? Like, you guys gonna just work from Toronto, any part of Tampa, or you guys all said no way, or how's that all working out?
Hey man, they haven't talked to us about it yet. But look, I've been in studio at NBA TV. So I've been in studio and they had a socially distance, they had a very few people that work in. Everyone had on masks. The place was clean. And I felt safe. There's ways of doing it. You know what I mean? I think it's okay to go in studio as long as you don't have everyone in there. You got ventilation and things of that nature. So there's a way to make it safer. There's nothing that's 100% safe. And I understand that. You know, I'm not crazy about it. But I would at least take the minimum precaution. You know, the common sense thing. I'm just like, let's just do the common sense thing. We don't have to get into the real science. Just common sense thing. Just wear a mask. Wash your hands.
What's been driven home up here in Toronto. I mean, everyone's wearing a mask, and we're rolling back into a lockdown in Toronto, and the Raptors aren't
people
allowed to play.
People not wearing masks, guys.
Yeah.
And the Raptors are going to – so what are the NBA going to do? Because my question is, when someone they're gonna do like the NFL. When someone gets infected, they just pull that player out,
right?
And they just keep it rolling.
That's the plan. That's what they did in baseball. That's what they're doing in football. Much larger rosters in both sports, and you know I don't know how that's going to affect the NBA and expanding the roster. But we're all curious how this is going to work out with the Raptors. Like, outside of what we're talking about here, a different approach to the virus and wearing masks and all that kind of stuff. Does playing in a different market, playing in Tampa, does it affect anything in terms of when the ball goes up and they play and they practice and everything? How do you see that playing out?
It depends, man. If their family's there with them, then you'll get used to it. But if you're away from your family, I mean, the tough thing about it, Messiah, those guys are going to have to try to make this feel as normal as possible. And they can do that. You know, it may take a couple of weeks. They can do it. It just depends on if the family's coming with them. Because you can rent houses and townhouses and things like that. You can work around those type of things. And the way it is here in the States, everyone's going to school virtually anyway. So no one is physically attending school. So you can log on up through your computer and still go to school. I just think it just depends on if they can bring their families. And then once they get to Florida, what are going to be the rules in Florida as far as mask, as far as practice? I know there are some people even trying to limit the amount of practice time that people can get together to practice.
Yeah.
So how do you do that? Because some states are saying they don't want no more than five people together. So how do you do that with a basketball team?
Well, I guess the exemptions are going to have to be made, I guess. I mean, they did that earlier today in Pennsylvania where they put forth a new law where everyone's got to wear a mask at all times, and then there was so much blowback, they said, well, not with the Steelers and the Eagles. I mean, let's not get crazy here.
Now, think about that. The blowback people. So what do you do? Guys, I'm telling you, I don't know what to do because if everyone said who educated, all the scientists and doctors are saying, when did we become a society of people that we don't believe the scientists and doctors? The people that we used to make fun of in high school because they wore the thick glasses and they always had their face in a book and we thought we were the cool people, but we realized one day those people were going to make the world safer and better for us. Why don't we listen to those people now?
Well, I don't have that answer for you. I mean, I don't. And we're living in, you know, two different worlds up here. Like, there's some division in Canada, but it's nowhere near what's going on down in the States.
Guys, think about this. I know I went to college, and I think I'm fairly educated. But if you put a scientist who went to Harvard and have all these doctors and PhDs behind his name, and then you got somebody who has a regular job, and they're on TV telling me, you got those two point of views, telling me about this virus, and I take the latter, not the doctor, and I listen to the other person, like 70 million people in this country is doing, what does that say? You know how scary that is?
Yeah. We're pretty aware of
that.
We know what's going on. We're watching from afar, but we believe it. And listen, we're not exempt from it up here either.
You know how scary that is when I'm driving around to realize There's like 60 million people that don't believe any of this.
There is, yeah.
Don't believe we have a new president. Don't believe the coronavirus. Don't believe any of this. Dude, do you understand how scary that is?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Welcome to my world.
It's not a reality at this point up here. But
hold up. And then factor on top of that, I'm a black man.
Which is a completely different element considering what's going on in society.
Yes. Yeah. Dude, if I could, if it's not funny, but I laugh to keep from crying someday.
Well, just stay in your house and stay safe. That's the thing. That's basically what we're going to have to do.
We'll
stay in our house.
We'll grind through it. And the NBA will be back before you know it anyway, Sam, so at least they'll be distracted. I mean, they're playing in just over a month and three agencies
guys,
here.
I'm willing to drive to Tampa. I'll drive to Tampa and do a game.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not, look, as long as, look, people wear masks, people take precautions. Like I said, I'm wary of it. I'm conscious of it. I'm doing all the things that the scientists tell me to do. I am. I'm wearing a mask. I keep my distance. I wash my hands. I try to stay away from people. I don't go into restaurants to eat. I do all of that. But if you tell me in a workplace with a skeleton crew, people are going to be wearing masks, you're going to separate us, you got good ventilation, I mean, I go to work.
Okay.
What do you do at the golf course, Sam?
Yeah, what about golfing? Is that still a part of the daily routine or what?
Oh, man, they never stop golfing in Georgia. Never. It never stops. As a matter of fact, the golf courses are making so much money in the state of Georgia, it's crazy. They're slammed. Because when they said the best thing to do is go outside, and you guys, you got to understand something now. Today in Georgia, it was 74 degrees. It hasn't been too cold to play golf. This is the coldest week it's been, and I think yesterday it was probably about 64.
You can play in that. That's balmy up here, man.
Perfect golf weather.
Yeah.
That's better than the summertime, guys, because you're not sweating. 74 is great.
Right.
That's perfect weather.
Perfect.
How's your game?
Guys, my game is so good now, it's scary. All I've been doing is playing golf and hitting balls. Went to driving range. I've had 3 rounds this year. I've shot, my lowest round has been 67, and I've shot 268. And I'm constantly shooting 75, 74. Like today, I played today and I shot on a tough course and it was windy. I shot 78.
That's and this money.
Course is tough.
Yep, that's money. You want to hear the most depressing story you're ever going to hear in terms of golf? I played my final round today because it was beautiful up here in Toronto, and the courses are basically done now. I was 1 under par 9. I was rolling 3 birdies on the front, and I double 9 for a 1 over on the front. That's the best 9 I've ever shot, and I shoot a 44 on the back, and just puked all over myself for an 80. I didn't even break 80.
Wow!
And now I got to put the clubs away for 5 months, and I hate the game. I hate the sport. It's a gross sport. I hate it.
But you know what? One thing I've learned that I've gotten better at, I'm telling you, and it make all the difference. You got to get off the tee. It's 2 things you got to do. You got to get off the tee because they're talking about where you hit more shots on the green. I hear all that. But if you can't get off the tee, you can't play. So you got to get off the tee, and then your short game. Everything else in between, you can get by with because you don't have to be a great iron player to make par.
No, but the guy, the host of this show, can't hit an iron shot. He never puts himself in a position to make a birdie.
Hey, man, in our group, you win a lot of money. If I told you how much money I've won the last 3 weeks off my buddies, my golfing buddies, and I've probably made 1 birdie a round, but because I'm shooting 73, 72, not making a lot of birdies, I'm just pawing them to death.
That's right.
But at the end of the round, I'm collecting 200 or 300 from this guy, 300 or 400 from this guy. We have 2 groups now. So I'm collecting this kind of money from 7 guys.
That's right. It's not how, it's how many.
Basketball season don't cut into my income.
Yeah, don't let that happen. You got to call up Adam Silver, tell him to push it back if we have to.
Dude, I got people. This is how crazy it is. I have people on me. But I have text messages on my phone with people keeping their account with how much money they owe me. I love it.
That's your side hustle, buddy. That's where you're making the real money.
You know this. When you show up at the golf course and you already in the whole pressure, you're not going to win.
No.
You're not going to win.
No. It's all about mentality. It's all about being in the right frame of mind. And if you're already in money and you're free rolling, that's when you start throwing darts and start feeling real good about yourself.
Pause, man. Pause. Yep. It's boring. But you go, I'm telling you, man, I don't stop going for I can hit par 5s and 2s. Sometimes I do it. But pars, man, I'm telling you. I play my buddies. One of them I have 3 or 4 Jesus. Birdies. And at the end of the day, I'm collecting all the money.
That's right.
They have 4 birdies.
That's a wise man right there. Well, listen, we don't want to hold you from getting, maybe, I don't know, maybe you can get 9 in. I don't know when the sun goes down.
Hang on. We got to ask the man. You're in Georgia. Have you played Augusta National, Sam?
I played it twice.
Oh, God,
that's how, and what
guys,
was that like?
It's unreal, and I told you this. The thing about the course is unreal. You know what was more amazing than the course? The people, because I didn't know what to expect. We're talking about the creme de la creme of people, right? The wealthiest, the most influential people. So I didn't know what to expect when I got there. The people were so nice, so hospitable. They gave you, told you stories, took you on a tour. I'm talking about the members. They wanted to make sure that you had a great experience at Augusta National. I was blown away. I really was, man. I didn't know what to expect, and I was shocked about how nice and giving and thoughtful and just giving of themselves and stories and talking about the club and making sure you felt comfortable. Man, making sure you felt at home there. The experience was unreal. Best golf experience of my life.
Yeah, that's what you want to hear. Yeah, we're holding out hope. One of these days, you and I, we're going to get down there, buddy.
Yeah, get us on, Sam.
Hey, man, I might can get us on. Seriously. I have a few connections. I may can get us on. Only problem is you have to play with a member.
That's okay. We don't care. Three. We don't even care if you're not there.
Yeah, you hook it up, Sam, and we'll be fine. We'll fly down.
Hey, guys, I'm going to work on it. Seriously, I'm going to work
on it. All right. You work on
it next year.
Okay, yeah. We'll fly down there whenever we got to be flying. We'll do a 5-month quarantine on the way back if we have to.
I'll take a year off work. I don't care.
So
and I'll wear a mask, Sam, because the scientist said so.
Yeah, beekeepers.
I'm going
I'll
to surprise you guys. I'm going to do my best to get you guys on. I'll surprise you guys.
All right, we'll leave it there. Leave it on. Awesome. Leave it on a high. Dreams may come true someday.
Hey, and remember this. I want you guys to Google this. The sister course in Atlanta is called Peace Tree. That's Bobby Jones' other course. The history of that course. The Masters was supposed to be played at that course, and I played it recently. It looks just like Augusta National.
Okay.
The rolling fairways, the greens are the same. It looks just like Augusta National. So when you guys come, if I can get us on Augusta, we'll play Peachtree first and then drive down to Augusta and play it. Bobby Jones designed both of them.
Well, Bobby Jones didn't know Hayes and the O-Dog were going to be flying down and playing with Sam Mitchell at some point. So he better recognize. Yeah. All right, Sam. We'll leave it there. We'll hold you to it. Thank you for this.
Hi, guys.
There he is, Sam Mitchell.
That started with people are crazy. We have to wear masks. Believe the scientists. Yeah. Ended with we're playing Augusta.
Yeah, Peachtree and then Augusta. We're breaking every quarantine rule.
He's the best, but he has that pause. Where you're like, you're ready to ask him another question, then he keeps going.
He just keeps rolling.
He's the best.
He's
I love
awesome.
Him.
That was just a stream of consciousness conversation from Sam. Like, he just wanted to kind of talk about what's going on in Georgia and his friends going to Florida and then golf. And
That's awesome,
man. And what did he say? Pars pay, man. Pars pay. They absolutely
I wanted to bring up the word beansy, but I'm not sure if he would have been
I like when he starts pumping his own tires. He's like, par fives, I can hit him in two, but sometimes I don't.
Still rolls away with a par.
Yeah.
It's not how many. Sam knows that.